This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight. Just a thanking and praising as I get out of the way that you may have your way. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9 and 10, and also in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8. In the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. So I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive it, and he who seeketh, find it, and to him who knocketh, it shall be opened. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come to you tonight, we thank God for being able to minister his word in spirit and in truth, to be preaching and teaching on a local level and be able to reach on a global level through the use of the internet. Yes, we thank God for giving us that opportunity to lift up that name that is above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. My brothers and sisters in Christ, believer of Christ, God invites you to become involved with him in his work. Yes, beloved. Only God can touch your heart and give you the desire to continuously seek him with all your heart and the desire to know him and to want his will and plans and ways above your own. Here in the book of Jeremiah 24, verse 7, it says, and I will give you, and I will give them a heart to know me that I am the Lord, and this shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart, believers of Christ, to seek God with all your heart is all about having a love and a compassion and a passion for God. Then your heart will be the way God wants it to be. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him in 2022. Seek him early in the morning, during noontime, during the midnight hour. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added on to you. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Isaiah 55:6-7, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, believer of Christ, there will come a time when the close of human, when the close of human priority or human probation will come to a close. I'm going to say that again. Believers of Christ, there will come a time when the close of human probation will come to a close. We don't know when, but it is going to happen. So that's why it's very important for us to seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him. Hallelujah. Beloved, we are living in times, serious times, in 2022. It is time for us to seek the Lord. It is a command given to all that confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Book of Psalms 14:2-3 says, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there be one or if there were any that did understand and seek him. They're all gone aside. They've all together become corrupt. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Imagine that for a minute. In all the earth, at that time, even now, there were not a single person really seeking God. Brothers and sisters of Christ, God makes some promises to those who seek him. See, the Bible says in the book of Matthew 5:6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm going to say this again for those that are listening tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. People of God, we as children of the Most High God are encouraged to seek the Lord like we would seek great treasure. Do the seeking with great eagerness. Seek the Lord while he may be found. See, the word of God says in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 2, the B clause of the verse says, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Beloved, the day when God is near and approachable, it is right now. Remember that the window of opportunity is closing very rapidly. The day of salvation will come one day. And it will be replaced by the day of the Lord, which is described in the Bible in prophecy as a day of darkness and judgment. Believer of Christ, God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him. Even now in 2022, God is still in the soul-saving business. God still desires us to seek him in spirit and in truth. Because see, the God that we serve is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Seek the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that sits high and look low. The one that has all power in his hand. The God that knows us better than we know ourselves. God does not hide himself from the seeking heart. God does not hide himself from a seeking heart. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 21, it says, he who has my commandments and keepeth them, it is he who loved me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Yes, beloved, our God reveals himself to those who are willingly reveal themselves to him. Yes, believer in Christ, when God reveals himself, it is an essentially spiritual experience which defines everything that happens in our lives, both spiritual and in the natural world. Child of God, it is only when you begin to get the word into you that you will begin to discover how powerfully God reveals himself. Beloved, it is only through obedience and obeying the word of God that you begin to apply the word of God in your life. Yes, Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of ram. Yes, beloved, again, tonight we are talking about seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. Remember this, that self will always rebel against the word of God because it wants to remain in control. Self. That's why our motives should be of God. We should put self-agenda to the side and be partakers of God's agenda, of God's work, of the things of God. Because we are not of ourselves. Because we've been drafted into the beloved family of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's God's way or no way. God's way will lead us to positive things. God's way will lead us to his blessings that he has in store for us. Again, the word of God says that we have to be disciplined enough and diligent enough that we must always follow the choice to obey God's way. Again, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Yet God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him while he is near. Draw nigh to him and he'll draw nigh to you. So believer of Christ, remember, God reveals himself to us gradually by building on our existing knowledge of him in revelation as we intact upon each new revelation by doing this in obedience as our love for God grows. So does our desire for him grow also. And we will start to seek him more actively and with a greater hunger. And as we seek him, God will reveal himself to us. He desires fellowship. He desires for us to be in fellowship with him. Book of Psalms 145, verse 18 says, the Lord is near or nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Yes, the word of God is true. It is absolute truth. So seek the Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ, while he may be found. People of God, empowerment comes only from actively seeking God. Seek the Lord and call upon him. Because God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him. Beloved, to seek the Lord and to call upon him. This is not a call to a mere religious formality. It is not a call merely to seek religious notion or opinion. This is not a call to simply to obtain religious philosophy. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight. Beloved child of God, to seek the Lord and to call upon him. This is not a call to a mere religious formality. It is not a call merely to seek religious notion or opinion. This is not a call simply to obtain religious philosophy. It is not a call simply to seek mortality or to find a good moral decency, an upstanding life. It is not a call to seek after some kind of self-help religion. It is not a call to some kind of feeling. It is not a call to some type of experience that comes over you and chills trembling down your spine, or you cannot describe what it is. No, this call is to seek the Lord while he may be found. The believer of Christ, it is a call to seek God. Seek him. Seek God himself. And to have direct dealings with the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. God's call to all, it is to seek him and to come to him in 2022. Quit putting off coming to him. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today is a day of salvation. We sometimes get a little slack, a little bit lenient on our walk with Christ. But we must remember, in order to be passionate, we must have a genuine call, a call of compassion and passionate to seek him as if we were seeking treasure. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we determine how much God will use us by how much we seek him and what direction we will follow. Yes, beloved, again, it is bare to be repeated. Believers in Christ, we determine how much God will use us by how much we seek him and what direction we will follow. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, 29 verses 13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Yes, beloved, call upon the Lord and go pray unto him, and I will listen unto you. Believer of Christ, a person that seek God by desiring him, by loving him, by worshiping him, by searching his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, by fasting, and by prayer. Yet God is calling us to maturity. God is calling us to growth and to advance his kingdom, to the saving of souls, and to display righteousness, and to demonstrate holiness in this lost, corrupt, and dark world that we live in. Yet God has called us for such a time as this in 2022. He have called us to grow stronger in the Lord, to mature in the faith, and to advance His kingdom, to get in alignment with God's kingdom agenda for the saving of souls, and for us to display righteousness and demonstrate holiness in this lost, corrupt, dark world that we live in. See, the more we seek God, the more we become like Him. The more we seek God, the more we are empowered and strengthened. The more we seek God, the more possibilities exist. The more we seek God, the better we represent God. The more we seek God, the more souls will be saved. The more souls that God will allow us to cross paths with. We as believers in Christ must be bold in the faith. We must not back up in fear, because God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. Yes, we do have an enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, according to 1 Peter 5:8. In John 10:10, it says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again tonight we are talking about seek the Lord while He may be found. Draw nigh to Him, and He'll draw nigh to you. That's the type of God that we serve. Yes, God is good and worth.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loved me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loved me, oh yes, Jesus love me, for the Bible
on the wall. They are weak, but He is
Jesus loves me, for the Bible
is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Yes, Jesus loves you, God loves you, and we love you in the Lord. Hallelujah. God's love is a love that is full of compassion, a love that is beyond our own understanding. God's love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters, here tonight, we are talking about seek the Lord while he may be found. Because there'll come a day when we will desire to seek him. Jesus Christ is coming back for our church. We don't know when, but one thing that we do know, that he's coming back, because the word of God says so. Jesus promised his return. And we, as children of the Most High God, must be about our Father's business. We must work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. We must reach out beyond the four walls of a building or even our homes, into the highways and the byways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must pray and fast. Ask God to strengthen us in areas where we may be weak. Because the Bible says that, hallelujah, that those that wait on the Lord, according to Isaiah 40 and 31, those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk in thy faith. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. God is always looking, and the angels are always looking. So again tonight, we are grateful and thankful to the Lord to be here in the land of the living, be on top of the ground not on top of us, to have this opportunity to blow the trumpet of Zion. Hallelujah. To be on popes, be a voice, crying out, letting the world know the God that we serve, he's still in the miracle working business. The God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. So God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him while he may be found. Yes, beloved, because without God in our lives, there would be no peace, no pardon, or no hope. So believers of Christ, our God truly loves us, and he loved those that are his, those that have given their life to Christ, those that have been drafted into the beloved family of God, those that repented of their sin and it made a confession of faith and a belief in their heart came to Christ just the way they were, tore up from the floor. God is still. He still desires for us to come to him, for us to be in fellowship with him. Yes, people of God, our God truly loves us. In the book of Psalms, 50 verse 15, it says, and call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Yes, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, God's truth. Beloved, God wants us to depend on him and not to rely on ourselves. God is our Father, and we are his children. God stands ever ready, willing and able to help us when we really need, when we really need it. But we must first acknowledge our need for his help. Yes, the word of God says in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 19 says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we truly find freedom from worry when we learn to depend upon God, when we learn to push and when we learn to put anxiety to the side, get it completely out of our lives, as we keep our minds on the Lord, on his word, as we get out of self and become selfless, seeking God, dependent on him in all areas of our lives. Yes, God is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, it says, for it is God who worketh in you to will and to act and to do in order to fulfill his good pleasure. Yes, it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do according to his great, his good pleasure. Beloved, child of God, God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him. So seek the Lord while he may be found. So people of God, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Beloved, God does not, God does not cease from calling and neglecting opportunities, always passes away. That's why while God is calling, he's waiting for a response from people to the call. Man or woman must respond when God calls. You must respond while you have life. In the book of 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, the B clause of the verse says, behold, now is an acceptable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation. You see, salvation is a free gift given by God. We can't work for it. We can't buy it. All we can do is receive it. And we do this by receiving it by faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is still calling in 2022. So people of God, seeking after God should be our most important priority in life as born-again believers. No matter what pressure comes into your life, you will be able to handle them properly if you maintain this one priority above all else. Yes, this is bare to be repeated. People of God, seeking after God should be our most important priority. No matter what pressure may come into our lives, we will be able to handle them properly if we maintain this one priority above all else, to earnestly seek after God. The book of Psalms, chapter 63, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see the power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Here the psalmist is letting us know to seek the Lord earnestly. Seek him while he may be found. Seek God early. Because the Bible said, my soul for the Lord. My flesh longs for him in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see the power and his glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee, that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. God's call to all is to seek him and to come to him. To seek after God means to have an intimate personal relationship with God. People of Christ, people of God, Christ has introduced us to the things of God. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, our introduction to God, it came when you turn from sin to God and you place your trust in Jesus Christ and in his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension on high. Yes, God gave us eternal life. He gave eternal life as a free gift to all that will come to him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, what a blessing. And then we develop our relationship with God by spending time with our new best friend. Seeking after God means that you are seeking to develop an intimate relationship with the God whom you have met personally through his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. To seek after God means to always to desire more of him, seeking earnestly, go after God with an intense desire, a desire to serve him in spirit and in truth, a desire to please him in the life that we live, where our where our video is lining up with our audio. So beloved, to seek after God, it means to pursue God alone, to fill the vacuum, the spiritual vacuum in our lives. People of God, it is easy to fill our lives with things other than God. Oh, yes, it is. But we must make a quality decision each and every day of our lives that our mind is made up, our heart is fixed, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So seek the Lord while he may be found. You see, they may be good. There may be good things in this world that may catch our attention and cause distraction along the way. But they are not God. You see, only God alone is the one who can totally satisfy our soul. See, the person who seeks after God has in a jar, has peace that surpasses all understanding. My mouth offers praises to God with joyful lips. The person who seeks after God has inner stability and strength in times of crisis, and also have inner perspective and balance in their spiritual life. Beloved, God is a just God, and God will judge us fairly. Those that do wickedness will not prevail in the long run. Always remember this, that no one seeks for God unless God first seek after them. The Bible let us know and reminds us that in Romans 3, verse 11, it says, there is none that understand. There is none that seek it after God. It's only after we give our life to Christ, after we acknowledge the fact that we are a sinner and we need spiritual help, only then do our, as we humble ourselves and bend the knees and bow down here, and we confess to God that we are a sinner. We confess to him because we are ready to turn our life around. We are ready to give it all up. We are ready to make a change. The Bible says again in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So believer of Christ, seek the Lord by putting your love for God at the center of your relationship with Him. Yes, beloved, seeking after God, it means keeping your compassion for God alive, your spiritual compassion for Him. You see, Christianity is not a matter of the head, but of the heart. You seek God by spending consistent time alone with Him. We all make time to do what we really want to do. So spend time with God. Spend time reading His Word. Study the Word of God. Spend time with God in order to know Him in spirit and in truth. Read the Word of God on a daily basis. Study His Word. Meditate on the Word of God. Let it sink forth from your mind all the way to your heart. Let your mind be renewed by the Word of God so that we can please Him. It also includes time alone in prayer and to bring our needs and others' needs before God in prayer and worship. It also includes a time in praise and worship and expressing our love for God each and every day of our life. Also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you seek God by integrating Him into every area of your life. Beloved, there is no division between sacred and secular, because all of our life is related to God. No area in our lives is off limit to Him. And we are really and truly children of the Most High God. See, God is good, and He's worthy to be praised. Remember what Luke 11, verse 9 and 10 says? So I say unto you, act, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks it, receive it. And he who seek it, find it. And to him who knock it, it will be open. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. So, beloved, always remember this. God invites you to become involved with Him in His work, to come in alignment with the perfect will in our lives for Him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are grateful tonight because the God that we serve desired to fellowship. He desired to have an intimate relationship with each and every child of God. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. This is a time to get right with God This is a time to come back in right standing with him. This is a time to reach out while there is still time, to reach out to him in spirit and in truth. Remember what I said earlier? Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, limits, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take him to prepared place. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is good. The Bible says where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. He that winneth souls, he that winneth souls is wise. Let us be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. From this night forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, according to thy perfect will. God is good and worthy to be praised. As we bring this teaching to a close, and we say amen, amen, and amen. If you would like to reach us here during 2022, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, if there are questions that you want to ask or would like to write to us, or send a seed offering to the ministry so that we can continue to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. You can reach Dudley Tebow Jr. or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864. Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have an enjoyable, blessed, safe evening here tonight. Until we meet again, continuously to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. God's willing, Jesus tarry. We'll meet again on Tuesday. Have a blessed night. God bless. Good night.